America, listen, can you
hear me? Hi, is this Mauricio?
Yes.
Wonderful to speak with you again, Mauricio. It's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google so you can get those calls directly to you. I did want to follow up with you. Of course, it was something that you were wanting to do. Did you have any questions for me?
No, let's go ahead and do it. Let me give you the credit card information.
Okay. The business is Osinaga Air Conditioning and Heating, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yes.
And the and is the symbol for the word and. It's not A-N-D, right? It's the ampersand. Okay. The phone number that we're speaking on, the 818-914-1099, is that the number you want your customers to call? That's the business number?
Yes, that's the number.
Okay, perfect. I've got your first and last name. The email address I have is contact@osinagaairconditioning.com. Is that the email that you want us to use to send you information for your account?
I have to call the company that did the website for the corporate email, because
okay.
I know they gave me the login. So my personal one is osinagaamp@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
osinagaamp@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, it's really more just for us to contact you regarding your account, not to promote anywhere online. Most of the time, we'll call you or we'll text you. But for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. And then I think I did ask you before, I just wanted to make sure, you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address you wanted us to promote for your company. All right.
I mean, we have a physical address, but we're not there most of the time.
Customers. You're not there all the time, so customers aren't typically going there to see you. Okay. So what I was able to do with the pricing here, if you remember, was to reduce the cost of the service itself down to $299, and then I did also reduce the cost of the subscription, the setup fee, down to $99. So it's just $398 to get started every month. After that is $299. And how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Visa.
On this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. Any middle initial for you, or just first and last?
No. First and last.
All right. You did say it was a Visa card. It should start with a 4. They all do. Mauricio, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
The card is 42463153206341189.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/26.
11/2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
998.
So 998998 on the back, and it was November or 11/2026 for the expiration.
Okay.
The card itself was at 42463153206340189.
That's correct.
Does that bill at the 7108 DeSoto Ave in Canoga Park, 91303?
I think that's still with my personal home office, which is 7911 McNulty. But the zip code is 91306.
Okay, you said 91306?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was 79... It was McNulty, but was it? It was 7911 McNulty. Gotcha, McNulty. Okay. Now, I'm going to do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I need to do here, and this is required of us as we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, that it is month to month, etc. Now, give me just a second here. The voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Okinaga Air Conditioning and Heating.
Perfect, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mauricio, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mauricio Osinaga, I'm the owner.
Mr. Osinaga, as the owner of Osinaga Air Conditioning and Heating, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, that card in your name, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job, of course, is to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people in your area who need your services are able to call you. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mauricio, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, of course. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Osinaga, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mauricio, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, again, so we can make sure that that information is up to date and accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 16th of January, and the very reduced rate, the total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of $299.00. Mauricio, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads, etc. As we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Osinaga, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mauricio, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Osinaga, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as our hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'll just wait for the email. I'm driving right now.
Perfect. No problem. You'll get the email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, so it might even be easier for you to access that text message. But when you're able to receive either that text or the email, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. Of course, Monday through Friday, you can reach a live client interview technician. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 9. I'm sorry. I need to refill my coffee cup. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can reach a live client interview technician Monday through Friday. You can email 24/7. If you email, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is going to be on there as well. Now, when we do that follow-up call with our technician, we schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Let's see, I could probably still, well, it might be a little short notice, but I might be able to do 1 o'clock. I know you said you're driving. That might actually be better for you. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We could do 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock today if that works out better. Of course, we can look to tomorrow if today doesn't work. But would you be
probably
available?
Tomorrow in the morning. I'm about to enter.
Oh, okay. We want you to have a little bit more time then. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. We can do as early as 7. There's also 8, 9, 10, and 11 o'clock in the morning. There's at least one spot available for each of those times. Is 7 too early? You want something 8, 9, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10, okay. In this case, it's going to be scheduled from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so sometime between 10 and 10:30 is when we'll give you that call, and then it'll take about a half an hour from that point onward. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for 10, and in just about a minute here, I'm going to send to your email inbox a calendar invite. The calendar invite's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, if I am available at 10 o'clock when our client interview technician is available, and again, I really only get about a minute's notice, but if I'm between phone calls, I'll join that call just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions you might have for me. If I am on a phone call, they'll make that call directly to you on their own, and of course, they'll take very good care of you. They'll have all of my notes. Just in case I am not on that call, and for your protection moving forward, I did quickly want to set up a security question and answer for you. This is for your protection. You are, at this point, the only authorized point of contact on your account, but if anyone calls us, or even if you call us, we'll want to make sure that you know at least the answer to the question. If we ask you the question itself, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or tells you that they're with Local Splash, they need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and both the question and answer unprompted. If they don't, just let them go. But your question and answer, or your question options, I should say, are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The pet's name.
First pet's name, and then what is the answer?
Loki, L-O-K-I.
I locate I, and I have to type it in twice. Okay, Loki, you're all set with that. And then you are all set for that client interview tomorrow. Did you happen to receive either the voice, or the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Let's see, it's still in the queue.
I have received the text, yes.
You did receive the text. Let me refresh, because on my end it looks like it's still sending them. But it should say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Is that what you see? I changed the email, and let's see. I've got, you said, that was Osinaga, just Osinaga M, right, at yahoo.com? So last name, first initial at yahoo.com? Mauricio, are you still there? Not sure if I lost you or not. Can you still hear me? I may need to give you a call back real quick. I'm also going to resend manually that invoice. Not sure why I lost you. I definitely can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me at all, but I'm going to call you right back. Okay?